Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Ritual Misery Podcast, it's Amos, and I've got an announcement. It saddens me to tell you that for the second week in a row, we've suffered some audio problems. I understand if you're going to listen to the first couple minutes of this podcast and stop it and cut it and move on. It's a great episode with the wonderful Tay Allen, and I did what I could to save the audio. If you watch the video, you get a little bit more from it, but you have the Ritual Misery promise that we will not have crappy audio again. At Ritual Misery, we strive to make the most professional podcast we can in your ears, even if the topic and subject matter don't quite align with that. We thank you for listening. We thank you for suffering through the last episode and this episode. Amazing guests that, due to issues with our equipment, just wasn't recorded properly. Without further ado, and with many thanks, I present to you episode Beta 91 with Tay Allen.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode Beta 91 for Friday, the 19th of August, 2016. This is a show with two lifelong friends talking about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. And and we are joined. We are joined today by the one and only Tay Allen. How are you doing, my sweetheart?
Girl, good to be here.
You're not in your bed on your phone or trying to do some widgy stuff this time. You actually look like you took the time to set up for us. But you could have done your business before the show.
Last time, I made $30 off of Patreon, so I got myself a Mac. And I'm living life now with the Mac Jones, and I have this nice setup here in this bathtub. I'm going to show everyone around. There's the bath. This is not my tub, by the way. I am in someone else's bathroom and bathtub. How you made bath? We will get there at some point in the show. Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Tay, how are you doing this week, man? Dude, man. So after last week's amazing beta episode.
Don't you dare call last week amazing when I am on this one.
Oh, no, he was being purely sarcastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Last week's episode was a complete and absolute horror show on a technical aspect. It was amazingly ridiculous. Tech issue, maybe audio issues like crazy. So after that show, I was like, okay, this is our last terrible show. We are going to move forward, and this is, from there on out, we're going to have the most amazing shows, technically and content wise.
And then I came
We're shooting for the stars.
Guys, I'm always here to take your show.
Look at that. Oh man. So Tay, before we get started into the absolute craziness that this show is meant to become, if you're not frozen,
On my end, at least, there's freezing happening.
There we go. So tell us, what have you been up to lately?
Are you guys talking to me because I'm frozen? Already awkward.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I can't tell if this is real time or not.
What have you been up to, Tay?
Oh, okay, yeah, we're back. Who knows? I don't know what you guys said in the interim. I never will. Hopefully, you know, it was really flattering and sweet and kind. The close up, I feel like it only needs to be this.
Skype
is messing with me. Stone.
Skype just keeps messing with me and just focusing only on you, and it's kind of driving me nuts right now.
I mean, it's a smart Skype. Should I show my face at all?
Please.
This is like your face. There's like male body wash here, and then like some boob and like a slight leg. No face, no drama. You can't see my eyes scrutinizing you.
This is probably the most X-rated that Diamond Club has ever gotten.
This would be good for the 13-year-olds who are watching it who've never seen porn. So let's keep it PG, guys.
I don't know if that does exist.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, sorry, what was your question?
13-year-olds that have never seen porn or 13-year-olds that are on Diamond Club? Because I'm not sure. That's a Venn diagram that I'm not sure we want to know the truth about.
Sure. Did you ask me, like, how I was or some shit like that?
Yes. What have you been up to?
Things have been so good, guys. So, a lot has changed, as you can see. Mainly this. But, things have been amazing. Like, we can talk about it, but I am the new spokesperson for what I believe is going to be the top new YouTube replacer app, like, for content creators, for fandom that combines Patreon, Google Hangouts, Periscope, all the things you love, in a place where you can get exclusive content and, like, low subscription fees. It's, like, 99 cents a month to, like, have all of this amazing one-on-one time with your favorite content creators. They chose me to be the spokesperson for it. I'm, like, heading up this new app. It's called FanKey. It's amazing. And because I'm, like, their, like, head person, like, we're going to be filming so much content in the next 6 months, like, gearing up for this, and all the nerds, like, they want you guys to be involved, and we're going to create this together, and you get to get, like, the front end of this incredible new, like, highly funded app. It's going to be fucking amazing. And then I have, like, gangsta shit coming out with Tay, and then super magical stuff coming out with Tate, which is, like, my alter ego. I have these two sides now. It's, like, my Gemini coming full force. So there's going to be so much weird shit. That is the summary.
Sounds awesome. Sounds absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
When does it launch?
Huh?
When does it launch?
Okay, so basically, the fan key stuff, like, we're getting geared up now. Like, the last couple weeks have been me meeting with them. You know, all this shit takes so long, signing contracts, all that stuff. But we're going to start filming. Oh, no. This is a mock website that I made on Wix to show my real web designer what they can do. I don't know that we should be showing this. This is like a big Wix website that Tay made. Being like, hey, can we do something like this that doesn't look like throw-off, please?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I've seen a lot of self-made websites that look way, way horrible, and yours actually has, like, a bit of a style to it. You've actually got two separate websites on there, depending on which side of your personality or whatever that you want to go with. So I thought it was fun. I had actually not looked at TayAllen.com until tonight, and I was clicking around it, and I was like, this is laid out pretty decently. Like you did some nice stuff there. I liked it.
Oh, for me? Okay, I mean, well, then I guess you can show it. But, yes, I tried to be very, like, dark and mysterious with Tate. And, like, so, guys, so we, last time we talked about dating and stuff, and we'll get into all this. But, like, I have, like, this boyfriend. I'm actually in his bathtub in, like, the party house. But all of them know me as Tate. They think I'm, like, this real person. It's all a sham.
That's amazing. So last time we saw you, we were actually hauling ass to an impromptu Ludacris concert at South By. Holy shit. Okay, so here's a word to the wise right here, all right? What was the place called, Kent? That place we were at?
Kung Fu?
Huh?
Kung Fu?
No, that was the place we went to. Where was the place we started at?
Oh, the
Darwin's
steampunk something. Started at Darwin's.
Yeah, because that's where we began. Yeah, we hosted this little get together at Darwin's, and and we got pretty. It was like the first night of South By, and we got shit faced. And about halfway through that, Tay shows up, and we're like, "Oh shit, we didn't even know you were gonna possibly be here," but she showed up anyway. All the main Diamond Clippers that were there, like everybody showed up. It was awesome. And then as people start filtering away and going to do their own little thing and stuff like that, Tay comes up and she's like, "You guys want to go see Ludacris? Like, I know where he's going to be. Like, we can go. Like, okay, just tell us when, Tay. Okay." And then she's like, you know, flitting around the crowd and stuff like that. And all of a sudden she comes in. She's like, "It's time to go. We got to go now." And I'm thinking, okay, it's like maybe a couple bars over. And she wouldn't tell us where it was at because it's kind of low key or whatever, you know. It's across fucking Austin. Like,
okay, you guys, in Austin, you cross that city 5 times a night. It is a 10-minute walk. This is how often people do it. Not at all.
Yes, but we were hammered. So,
it felt like a 20-minute sprint.
And in Austin.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was amazing, though. So, such good time.
You had fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And but then.
Too bad we actually get in to see.
Yeah, by the time we exhaustedly got there, the place was pretty packed. We got there right as he was taking stage. That was cool. My wife is only 5 foot tall, so she was she couldn't see anything. So I actually lifted her up onto my shoulders so she could watch. And meanwhile, my drunk ass is barely standing still. So that was fun. but yeah, that was
amazing.
Yeah, but that was the last time we all hung out. So. It's nice to see that you changed the hair. That was a nice change.
This didn't come.
All we heard about that was didn't come.
That's all I heard too. I thought it was only me. I was like,
sometimes since now I kind of hang out with a straight guy, although I have to be honest, sometimes he likes to pretend he's a girl. I kind of know some puns. And, like, some vague sexual innuendo was like, come, intake and taco. Like, that's sex, right?
it's either sex. It's either sex or a bad taco. Like,
the best taco.
Oh.
Let the chat room decide what makes a good cum taco.
This is taking a turn for the worse.
I don't know what you call the worst, Kent. This is awesome.
I hope so, guys.
So
it's always a crapshoot with us. It's literally just I feel so comfortable with both of you that there's no filter and it's only uncomfortable.
So it's only the three of us and all of the other millions of people out there on the internet.
Yeah.
All the interwebs.
It's at least Diamond Club, because this is one of those episodes that's guaranteed to hit the high rotation on DiamondClub.tv for the rerun channel for a while. So,
it's really all of Diamond Club. Also, too, I've got my 13-year-olds who love to tune in.
That is true.
I hope I give you words of wisdom, young children.
So Tay, we lined up a few things here. We know your favorite hashtag is the old hashtag #BeOck, you know. So we
trying it, not taking off, gonna keep doing it.
According to that, this hashtag still in beta is still hashtag still in beta. It hasn't taken off either, but we're gonna die with it because we're still in beta.
Also, when you like love something, and like I don't even think it has to take off, but people get that when you do that, you're coming from that part of your personality. And that's why I feel about be awkward. It's like I am sharing with you what I think is gloriously awkward, and you guys don't have to do it. Yeah. Hey, send me one of those shirts, and I will cut up the front and make it super sexy and do a photo shoot, and you know, 3 people will look at that.
Definitely send me your address later and
that will happen. Like, even if Kent's the only one that gets to see the pictures, that will happen.
I would love to do like kind of like I have these black leather pants that I feel like would go really well with that shirt.
That was, yeah, hell yeah. That sounds rock star.
There we go. So we came up with some awkwardness. First of all, we're gonna go through. We throw a bunch of links in our Reddit because apparently that's a thing that you're interested in learning. So we're gonna go through these links and kind of just check them out a little bit here, and then we are going to do something that I don't know. It's kind of the biggest, the funnest thing about Reddit, and I'm not sure you know about it. So we're gonna explain that one to you. All right.
Okay. Cool.
So
I should learn about Reddit since there's a religion about my breasts on it. That's where I'm at right now.
Actually, look that up.
That's like you have made it in life at that point.
I think last time we talked about me being like Match.com or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was like, I like hummus, 5'9". I should have just said, there's a religion about my breasts in Reddit. It brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, jeez. So here we go. I'm gonna cut to the Reddit page here. This is our Reddit page. It's very simple because we don't have fancy people to do our Reddit for us and things.
I'm the fifth most popular Tay? Fuck that.
So here we go. We're going to find out. It says your birthday is June 14th, 1989. Makes you 27 years young.
Yes. Ugh.
All right. Hey, that's awesome. It's once you hit that like crappy 30 years.
I think it's really impressive that you are the 42,837th most popular person.
Is that? At
a 7.3 billion people. You're 42,837. You're insanely hyped versus us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. That's awesome.
And just to make things super awkward, we're going to go ahead and look at the other four people.
I am pissed as fuck about who the fuck is that 26-year-old with that mullet-ass hair and buck teeth? Who is Tay Jardine?
No idea.
No.
However, Tay Zonday, okay, I can see that one.
Yeah. That I get.
Okay. That's okay.
Chop ring.
Two, three, and four. Don't even have pictures. And they're old as fuck at 28. Who are those losers? Who is Tay Rock? That's a lie. That's a fake Reddit.
Battle rapper with more than 20,000 followers on Twitter.
Well, what? No.
Hey, but in chat realm, still say Rob says Tay is number one in our hearts.
There you go. And that's what matters, right?
Exactly. Who is Tay Jardine with this mullet and nose ring? I'm not done with that. Who is this bitch? Pisces. Ugh. Okay.
It sounds like attention. We are in the crowd. We've never even heard of this band.
I definitely thought that was a guy.
She was a founding member of
the
Royal Crowd.
It's just that picture of a young boy with the mullet.
Yeah, it looks like a 12-year-old Justin Bieber.
It really does. Okay, I am unimpressed. Where is the personality? I'm done with Tay Jardine.
Speaking of Justin Bieber.
I think that needs to be downvoted.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, if you look at the most famous people, you know who number one is?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yep.
All these little boys with that same haircut.
What?
Right.
I've never even heard of these people.
No. Four, five, and six. Okay, I can understand Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Selena Gomez. I didn't know any three of those were that old.
Yeah, look, it's all young people with Botox lips. Great.
So out of 7.1 billion, you're in the top 500,000 or top 50,000. I think we're doing pretty good there. So,
yeah. Cool. Thank you, guys. That's awesome. And it's going to be more so once I'm the spokesperson of Benji. And I'm making all this awesome content that you guys can watch. It's going to be amazing.
We should have saved that one for later, Kent. We should have saved that one for last. Because you always want to end on a good note.
Right.
But some of these others are just...
Oh, guys, we have so many good notes to end on. I can still sing.
Yes, we'll make that happen.
So the next one coming up, this is an article not long after mass text went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And in case anybody's watching it and happens to not know who Tay Allen is, mass text went viral in, 2013?
Yeah.
And kind of put her on the map. And, man, it just like everything that goes viral, especially when it includes a woman with a catchy song, there was a lot of good and a whole lot of assholes out there just trying to hate on her. So
100,000 in dislikes.
Short magnet. Yeah, that's
But this article asks 5 questions about the mass text video, and we were hoping that you might be able to answer these.
Oh my god, I would love to. This is exciting. This
okay.
Is
fun.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna get the real answers straight from Tay Allen.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's cut back over to the people. That was
I
awesome.
Was adjusting. Sorry, guys.
All right, so
shit.
And all of these questions are related to the mass text video.
Yes.
Oh my God. So for any of our listeners that have never seen mass text, you need to pause this episode if you're listening to this after the fact. Go watch mass text.
You don't even have to search for it. It'll be in the show notes. We'll drop it in the show notes. Just swipe over on your little podcatcher and hit the link. Watch the video and then come back to this point.
Come back and listen to Tay answer these questions.
Okay, so question number 1. Is it now cool to label your crushes so explicitly in your phone the way you might label emergency contacts? Here, Tay is texting Drew Crush.
So, when we were planning the video, we were on set at this Catholic high school that I rented for $200 for the day in Los Angeles. I was raised Catholic, but I really, did some work to edge that up to get this Catholic school. So we were there, and I was just like, okay, what would I put the cute guy in my phone as? So everyone thinks that I was trying to emulate a high schooler. I'm going to give you a lot of inside depth into the mass text process. It never crossed my mind that it would be weird that I would be in high school at 24, but then have all of these 16-year-old extras. Never crossed my mind! That wouldn't work! No! I had 100 16-year-old extras at this shoot.
Oh my god.
And I was like, yeah, I like the name Drew. Drew Crush. Like, that seems totally realistic. It's awesome. It has since been dissected and demonized by the interwebs.
Well, everything will be eventually, so... All right, so there you go. There's a good answer for that one. I'm not sure she exactly answered it, but I think I'm happy with what she said. So
that was an excellent response.
Yes.
You know, what was the question? I do want to answer that.
Is it now cool to label your crushes so explicitly in your phone?
iPhones, there are so many contacts that you have. Like, it's not like the olden days where you would go through and, like, check the boxes. Like, it's almost harder to mass text now. They don't make it easy for you. It's like you have to know people's names. I don't know people's names, but if I look up Crush, and, like, I'm like, oh, like, Steven Crush versus Drew Crush. Steven was 9th grade. Drew was 10th grade. I'm 24.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, goodness,
I hate to know what our last names are in Tay's contact.
In Tay's contact. You know what? I think it's probably just Misery. It's probably Amos Misery and Kent Misery.
No way.
Sounds accurate.
No.
All right. So, where did the puppy come from? Are puppies allowed in high school now?
Okay, so, got advice that on YouTube, puppies do well. that dog is a little shitter named Lulu, which is the name from the fifth element. My sister's Papillon, my sister was living in Texas, shipped me this Papillon named Lulu, who lived in my Los Angeles apartment where I lived in the family room with a curtain wall and two other girls. It was three girls and two bedrooms, trying to afford Los Angeles when I was making all this happen. This dog cried and shit all over my sheets every night. She ate all my bedding. Like, one of my first purchases out of college was expensive bedding. That was all I had. I had a curtain wall for a bedroom. And this little shitter named Lulu ate and destroyed all of it. So then I stepped in my Jeep, and eventually she stayed at my aunt's house in LA because I could. She was so awful. But cute as fuck in the video.
Nailed it. Oh, wow.
This is great. No one's ever asked me any of these. This is awesome.
But no, they asked you 3 years ago. They just didn't have the balls to tell you that they are asking you.
Yeah, they need to be more direct.
Yeah, see? Okay, so question number three. Why is Tay playing with Barbie and Ken dolls?
Okay, so this is like, growing up, I had no friends. I was fat, chubby, with an eye patch, Trailer Taylor, and no one would talk to me. So every night, I would read like a fantasy romance novel or Harry Potter or something mystical or like Aragon, and then I would reenact the chapters I read, but with me as the girl. So like, I was Hermione, I was Arya, like, and I would put me with like Harry or me with Aragon, just trying to live a better life than the awful.
Like, why does Skype always cut out right when you're finishing your story?
Come up with these love stories, and I didn't have a boyfriend until, my aunt and my first real.
No, keep going.
Well, I didn't have a boyfriend, for sure, until 20s. I had, a high school boyfriend. We kissed once. We held hands and we talked on the game. But, it took a long time. So, Barbie and Ken was, all I had. So, I was I would relive, my life with these and, practice kissing because no one was kissing me.
Oh, my gosh. And that's why we get along so good. We were both trailer trash growing up.
Hey, here's what's weird. My family was upper middle class, but they called me Trailer Taylor. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, well, see, I straight grew up in a trailer.
You also have a good personality, so there's something happened.
See, there we go.
Okay. We made that okay.
Tay was fake trailer trash.
Oh, she was pseudo trailer trash.
they were just trying to be meanies, and little did they know that they welcomed me into a world of hate.
They were tater eaters.
Yeah, they were the originals. They were the original taters.
Okay, so this next one here, I've got to actually reenact it just a little bit. I'm going to do a really shitty job. So
I'm to this.
Is this the dance move of 2013?
Oh, that was good.
Yay!
Was fired?
I might have sat here and watched this GIF for about 10 minutes practicing for that one.
Okay, so that is Sam Allen, who is actually a star choreographer. Yes! Oh, it's so good. I'm getting all the shivers watching it again. And so those are all professional dancers. Sam Allen, who has choreographed for Cirque du Soleil, Beyonce, he's one of the top LA choreographers. We went to USC together and we were friends, but his last name is Allen too. But he really is and you all should look up Sam Allen Swag, SamAllenSwag. He's super legit. And he choreographed all of the dancing. So that is a viral move from a top star choreographer.
It's amazing.
Really cool. And if you search back far enough on my channel, there is video footage of me learning the dance and showing him, teaching us the choreography and us rehearsing. So you can kind of see some of the behind the scenes. And it was so much fun. And he did clean my room too. The Swiffer dance, sweep, sweep, brush, I don't think so. That was Dan.
Oh, man. That is awesome. I'm going to have to look him up so I can learn some moves.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Sam Allen Swag.
So the fifth one, and I think we already know the answer to this because, I mean, you're here, right? So is Tay Allen just trolling us all?
Okay, I want both of you to answer that.
Go ahead, Ken. I've already got my answer. I've been thinking about it for a while. Go ahead.
Okay, well, see, I don't know if Tay is trolling us, but sometimes I feel like I'm trolling her because I'll text her or tweet at her or something, and it'll be like 4 days before I get anything back. So sometimes I feel like, oh, shit, I don't want to keep sending things. I must be trolling her.
I'm going to go a little bit of a different answer, okay?
Okay.
Typically, your trolls are the ones that are just trying to ruin everybody's day. It's the troll of the bridge, you know? Stopping you from enjoying yourself by making you have to go through this bullshit before you can actually get to where you're wanting to go. I mean, that's essentially what it is, right? I see Tay as more of the troll, like the little troll with the little crazy hair that goes up, you know? All they're doing is making you smile. You put them little fuckers everywhere, and they just make you smile. Like, yeah, they're everywhere, and they might get annoying if there's too many of them, but I tell you what, you see a little bit every day, and it just makes you smile.
That's amazing, guys. That's so awesome. Like, and by a little bit, are you talking about, like, a nip slip, or are you talking about my personality?
I forgot all about the nip slip.
Oh, well, I forgot what's going to happen. I'm in a bathtub. The shirt is constantly falling down. So,
honestly,
no, that was actually really sweet. Thank you.
When I first learned who you were and your association with Diamond Club and stuff like that, that was one of the things. Like, that was the thing going on right at that time was the nip slip, you know. So I gotta say, I probably watched that little section of the video like 10 times. I still don't see it. I still don't see
it. Yeah, you did.
It's like you have to contort your mind to understand the shadows are maybe not supposed to be exactly like that, and it's just like I can see where I just, you know, it's whatever. It's like it was not
big nip slip in history. It's like the most awkward nip slip because it's not committing to being nip slip. You're like, am I seeing Ariel love or is that a bathing suit shadow? I'm not even sure, and I'm looking at it right now.
Oh yeah, so that's awesome. Now we've had a good time. So if you look up an Urban Dictionary, this is one of those points where it's so good that you have such a great personality and you see these things so well, and you take this trollish behavior and this hate that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people can spew towards you because frankly they're jealous.
This
right there.
And our
awesome. So, Kent did you the favor? I don't know about that. He looked up mass text on the Urban Dictionary. And have you seen this? Have you seen this?
When I posted it.
You made me so excited.
When I posted the article in Reddit, or the link to it in Reddit, I titled it, "Mean People Are People That Are Mean."
Yeah,
that's how I label this website.
Boy, I'm nervous to see
what so you haven't seen this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is we're gonna show it here because this is the show of awkward, and I love awkward situations. So I'm gonna go ahead and click over to it. It says mass text. If you thought Rebecca Black's Friday wasn't bad enough, wait till you see Tay Allen's masterpiece of shit called Mass Text.
Oh my god, I like masterpiece of shit. It's not alliteration, but there's something that seems like almost beautiful and poetic about the way that that's phrased. And they have the right lyrics?
Yeah.
Does it say bang?
No, yeah, bang.
Oh!
I don't understand that part either.
I don't get that. Is maybe they're saying that they wanted to kill themselves because their ears burst, Or that they wanted to bang in the high school library. Or that they are a percussionist.
Well, all good answers. All good answers. Yeah.
So. And then look at the top related starfish sex. Let my girl hang.
Too much sauce.
Click on
Black Girl? That's okay. I'm happy to be in relation to all of those wonderful things.
What is stench?
Let's click on it. I have a good feeling about this. I'm real nervous.
We're all going to add this to our vocabulary.
Yeah, let's guess. Okay. Guess first, okay? Tay, what is your guess? What is your guess?
Yeah. What do you think it is, Tay?
Oh, God. I'm thinking, like, you go into a bakery and you've eaten too many pies, and then you have a stooge, which is like a pie fart.
Oh, okay. 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 I see it. Kent, you?
Yeah. I was thinking a lot more generic. I was thinking stench might be another word for, like, the gooch or the taint.
Okay. Okay.
Like, oh, okay. Yep. Taint is the thing.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go, I'm going to go with, have you seen the statues of Donald Trump that have been played out in the big cities?
Oh yeah, like the naked Trump.
Yeah. And at the very bottom, well, not the very bottom, but where his penis should be, is like this little tiny nubbin of flesh that is like bright pink and just does not belong there. I'm gonna say that's a stench.
Oh my God!
How oddly specific. So we have lots of amazing options.
All right, let's see what it is. Stench.
I'm so excited.
A foul smelling vagina.
So I think mine was the closest.
You were definitely.
It's like a combination of all three of ours.
We should have guessed because it's Urban Dictionary that it was just about the J's.
that's true. Oh, that's actually true.
That's true. Yeah. Awesome. Right. I fucking love you guys.
Okay. So Tay, we have a series of about 7 more questions for you.
Okay.
Now, in each of these questions, we have a news article to accompany the questions. So,
God, this is incredible. I want you to know that already this episode is going to be like my YouTube trailer and everything because you guys have done your work.
We were originally gonna have like a little scene where we introduced a story, then cut to you so you could like ad lib what was going on and stuff like that. And I was like, that's a little too. Whose line is it anyway? We're not trying to rip off someone else's game. We're already ripping off Night Attack and Court Killers. So
awesome.
And every other podcast we have ever listened to. So I'm gonna bring up the article and I'm gonna pose you a question, and then we're gonna see how close your answer matches to the actual news article that I've linked to.
Okay. I don't totally get it, but I'm ready to go.
What's
the, you'll figure it out as soon as we start.
Yep.
Perfect. Story of my life. What's I'm prepared. Just gonna talk.
What is the worst thing that can happen while kiting?
Like flying a kite.
My screen is still showing the urban. Is that right?
Yeah,
I can't see you guys.
My dumb lazy ass forgot to click you back over. What is the worst thing to happen while kiting?
One more time.
What is the worst thing that can happen while you're kiting, while you're flying a kite? What's the worst thing that can happen while you're flying a kite?
You go to kiss your boyfriend, and the string gets, like, by your lips, and then you make a floss joke, but then you realize that when you're flossing, you're just getting the dirt out of your gums, and that's, like, the last thing that a guy would want to kiss, and then you're like, ha, 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 I mean, like, I don't want to talk about my plaque right now, like, ha, lols.
Wait, that's far more awkward and entertaining than what actually happens. How about you can fucking kill somebody? Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
3 people died in one day because of a string, kite string made out of glass that happened to wrap around their necks while they were doing different activities.
That's so sad.
Like, you got to watch out when you're flying kites, man. That's crazy. So,
this is string that they used for kite fighting. Have you guys ever heard of kite fighting?
No!
We knew that until today. So I had to look this up. So in certain countries like India, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Afghanistan, this is like a big thing. Like people do this. So it's like flying a kite, except you make your strings sharp and you try to like cut the string of the other kite flyers. It's like a duel with kites.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's why the kite string was made out of glass, is because this is the string that is used for kite fighting, which is some weird sport, I guess.
There's something
very strange. I try not to operate from a place of violence, because if I try to throw a punch, someone would laugh at me. Okay, so I can already tell I'm going to lose this game, because that was like a real thing, and while my thing was super real, mine is definitely an augmented reality normal people actually do.
No, actually, I think the odds of you getting it right increase as we go along.
Okay,
so cool. Next story. Can you die if you stir up some shit? Can you die by stirring up some shit?
By throwing up some shit.
No, by stirring up shit.
Stirring up some shit.
Stirring up some shit. Boil, toil, and trouble, a witch stew, and they put some rabbit feces in there to try and, like, awaken the earth gnomes who are going to bless the spell, but the rabbit feces actually is cow feces, which is not what the spell required, so it backfires and blows up the barn.
So close.
That is so very close to being dead on.
Wisconsin farmer and 16 cows is dead after being overturned in the new fumes.
You know what? You were right. I am getting better at this as it goes along.
So, yeah, apparently he was stirring up the manure tanks, and there wasn't enough, between the air pressure and blah, 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 like science stuff or whatever, the fumes stayed down there, and it killed him and 16 of his cows.
All these death stories. What's going on?
Well, we had to get those out of the way. We're unlike the Urban Dictionary one, we had to get the bad shit out of the way first. Now we're going to get a little lighter in the subject.
Okay, that's good. Well, we had a reprieve of Stoosh.
Yes.
Stoosh. It's gonna go dark again. But now our down light is coming. I'll bring us back to the happy place.
That was
the video where it's going to get paused the most, I think, by your 13-year-old fan.
That was Little Mermaid. That's what that was. That was Little Mermaid.
It was like a twist.
Well, yeah.
It was like, Little Mermaid, but I'm sitting on a bathtub rim and my legs are falling.
So it was kind of like Splash.
Splash, yes.
You're comparing me to Daryl Hannah.
Right.
Not the since 8 Daryl Hannah, but the Splash Daryl
right.
Hannah.
Right. The early 80s Daryl Hannah, right?
That was prime Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember? It was before her facelift, so not the best, but that's a great movie. If you know they're watching Cowboy Curtis, threatening her, where are my girls at? Watch Remember?
Just so we're clear, Daryl Hannah and Splash were the first boobies I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah, so all the boobies since then have had to live up to that.
How old were you?
Six? Five? Six? When did it come out?
That's good. You saw some boobs early.
Yeah, I had high standards from the very get-go.
Good. How
does that turn you? Well, if it's any suggestion, I'm much more of an ass man now.
It's a wow, communication. That's funny. So, okay, on that really quickly. Obviously, my boobs are my greatest asset. And I have, I think, a fine ass, but it's a white girl ass where, like, it's, like, flat and the bottom is a nice shape, and I'm happy with it, but it's not like, whoa, hey, let me go like this as a man. It's like, oh, hey.
audio. It just leaves it up to their imagination. That's all. Exactly. Which you just described the perfect ass. Because it was open for interpretation. Everybody's going to hear it and
visualize exactly what they wanted to see. All right. So the next question: are dog kisses appropriate for TV?
I'm a cat fan.
Okay.
So my cat, Onion Ring, is the shit. And she literally, maybe because I've trapped her in my small one-bedroom apartment and she has no friends and I feed her, and it's probably like that weird relationship where like your captor, you fall in love with them. She will come up to me and she literally goes like this. And then I feed her. It's like probably a creepy relationship, but the cat kisses me. So now that I've established, like, I literally kiss her on the lips, and we both go like this. So now that I have that, I can't imagine, like, a slobbery dog big tongue kiss, because I have this beautiful little limb from this spitless, you know, clean cat mouth.
Kitten kisses.
Yeah, well, I mean, kitten, she's a fat cat now. But sure, kitten back in the day.
Well, so we're gonna cut to this. I'll just let it explain itself. You ready?
Thank you. Oh my God, adopt her. Okay, Charlie, I'm gonna sit here and just hang out with my new best friend, Tina.
Really?
It's weather. Oh yeah.
I think
you should get a hotel room or something. That's a lot of action going on over there.
Oh, Charlie.
Probably wow. The best action you've had in
months,
huh?
Oh.
Let's take a look at the weather
forecast. Wow. That was
terrible. Hashtag
BOG. Very much.
I'm live television.
Hashtag is for people. Send me this weird shit.
he said this was actually you've had in months. Hey, Cheryl?
Like, oh my God, you creepy pointy-faced screw maker. What are you doing?
Oh man, yeah. So apparently dog kisses are fine for TV. Commentary, not so much.
All right. I mean, have either of you had a sloppy dog kiss?
Oh yeah.
I get sloppy dog kisses all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the footage?
Just dog.
She basically wants to know what your RedTube account name is, because she's heading over there for the sloppy dog footage.
You can maybe give me a little video, like Snapchat in the ring, but put it at 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll discuss that later.
On with the rest. If you were a reporter, how would you handle rejection?
Okay, so I originally went to USC to be a sports reporter. I wanted to be like first hot female sports reporter, and then Erin Andrews up here in my freshman year, and I was like, fuck. but I was like, college football. I'll be that girl. But then I realized it was way too awkward to hang out with, like, anyone who plays sports. What was the question?
let's just get to the scene, shall we? Local news reporter gets shut down hard by Michael Phelps as he rides back home from the Olympics with his family. And we cut right down here to the video.
Okay.
Just wanted to congratulate him. Just walking out. Mike, how does it feel to touch back though? Does it feel good? What's the first thing you're gonna do?
I'm not answering any questions yet. If you could give me that space while I try to get my family home and safe, I would appreciate that. If you guys want to do an interview, you can contact my agency. I appreciate you guys coming, but I'm trying to get my family home safe, and that's what matters the most.
Congratulations, though, Michael. Great job. There you have it. The greatest swimmer, greatest Olympian of all time. So pretty exciting stuff, but obviously wants his space right now. Guys, we'll throw it right back to you.
All right, thank you very much. Some people might say, well, that wasn't very nice, but...
No, that's not freaking news!
That's actually what I noticed as well.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I'm obviously not a celebrity, so I don't know that part of it. But coming home from like a deployment and you get barraged by like a lot of people trying to congratulate you and stuff like that, and the intent is there and the appreciation is heartfelt. But I just want to go home. You know, and it's kind of a little bit of a rough thing. I understand that, you know, they're trying to show their appreciation for the military servicemen and women. And I really want to say thank you to them for taking the time out to come say hi. But what it really comes down to is now you are a barrier to me getting home, you know?
Exactly. There would be a lot of people lined up. There'd be colonels, sometimes even a general. All of these people lined up that want to shake everyone's hand as they come off the plane. And it's ridiculous. Sometimes the lines are like 30, 40, 50 people long. At the end of this is your family. And all you want to do is get to your family and fuck all these other people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can kind of imagine the barrage of reporters as you get off a plane. That just, nope, not for me. That's horrible.
Yeah, I know that was really uncomfortable. I think that should have stopped.
But at the same time, his producer is telling me, you better get this, and he's been sitting at the airport all day, literally on payroll all day with a cameraman. You know, you got to get something. So it's kind of one of those things. But yeah, I thought that was just completely awkward, especially with it being breaking news, and he was just like,
I always thought of the kind of career that I wanted was Mandy Moore's, where she was a pop star, and then she was an actress for a little bit, and then she dated Andy Roddick, and then she was the voice of a Disney princess, but she's never been like front page tabloids, and I'm like, that's what I want. That's super cool.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know, Ken. I still want to be Metallica. Like, I I have not let go of that dream.
we got it.
Without the actual fame, like, I would love for the fans, like, while you're performing on stage, like, that would be absolutely amazing.
Right.
But when I'm out in public, like, I don't want that. I want to be able to walk around and be anonymous.
You want to be Kiss in the early 70s.
Although, I'm not going to lie, when I walked around DragonCon, there was no anonymity because we had a giant Diamond Club group walking in hordes together. Like, everyone knew who we were by the end of that con, and it was super cool.
Yeah, I saw that that footage, actually. Jerry Facts shot a lot of that, in fact. So.
Yeah, and I have my Diamond Club's A Girl's Best Friend music video on my YouTube channel if you've seen it. It's my own, and I have all these inside jokes, and it's super fun. And I made it with Jerry Bass and Carson Pace, and we shot all the footage for DragonCon.
That's so awesome.
What's your YouTube channel called?
Really, guys? V. Tay Allen.
Damn.
Damn, like she, there's no doubts about that one. And that's not Alan with the E either. No, none of that Alan with the E bullshit.
Alan with the Y.
All right, so we got two more questions for you.
Okay, yes. Send them up.
What would you do if you couldn't close your tab at the bar?
Quiet.
What?
Like, it comes time to pay the tab.
At the bar, do a dance, come up with a witty saying that is then tweeted with like 3 retweets, and then be like, excuse you, son, give me my card, or else me, my girls, and my gays are going to dance and leave.
So as we're gonna see right here, cash-strapped drinker leaves clothes in pub. The man is walking naked, bar his.
So he took a nicer route. Mine is very confrontational.
He said he ran out of money and just left his clothes there. Said, "I'll get him out."
That's pretty awesome. Ow, look at that though. It's kind of weird. I support him, but I don't know if I can. Here's the thing about that guy. He kept his socks on. Men, us girls, hate it. When you keep your socks on during, you know,
it's a lack of commitment at that point. At least it's what I tell my wife.
Like, I don't want to watch a guy leave a bar and look like a grandpa with just his socks on.
Also, I was saying to come off of me. Like, I got to get rid of the socks.
The third guy that I ever saw leave a bar did so, but he kept his socks on. And that is the only thing I remember him by.
Mm.
Like, number 3, he kept his socks on.
So the third guy that you saw leave a bar?
Yes.
Damn, Kent, chill. All right, so the last question. What's the worst thing you've done? So what's the worst thing you've done while desperate for a little something-something?
Wow, that's an open-ended question.
You guys had to give this to me before the show so I can have time to think. True.
More fun this way.
That's what she said.
It's hard because you remember where you wind up after. My hair is always a little fuzzy.
Alright, so this guy this Ohio man was arrested after having sex with a van. He pulled out the van. He pulled out his junk, stuck it in the front grill of a van, and was humping away. And the cops pulled up shortly after.
Oh my god! Have you guys tried that since you read this article?
No, I don't have a van.
I don't know. You're called Ritual Misery.
Also, I don't think we have the requisite neck beards.
That's really
a
pretty gnarly
neck beard. I'm putting that out there right now. I've never seen neck beard that I liked.
Nobody wants a van fucker either, so. So what was your last girlfriend like? Well, she was born in 78. She was blue, with white patches, and she had kind of a jacked up grill. She had these amazing headlights, you know, and made up for it. So. And you know, once in a while, I'd get in the back, you know, just go right on in the back, you know, and put my stuff in there.
But hey, at least she didn't have a neck beard.
I only hope you say this at every family function for the next 10 years. That's all I hope. That really.
Classic.
Oh, geez. So, yeah, there you go. That's awkward news with Tay.
That was so awesome.
Oh, man. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Guys.
Yeah, as I was reading some of these stories, I told you you'd get more into it as we went along, because I had to start with the heavy hitting ones and kind of come down from there. And man, that was awesome. I love seeing your reaction to that last one. I'm gonna have to screen grab that, because that was amazing.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh man. Oh, so Tay, whether you knew it or not, you're actually part of a project of ours. Not just the podcast, a project of ours.
Okay, tell me more.
This is episode beta 91. We are officially on a countdown to 100.
I'm really pissed that I'm not 99.
No. We had to lead off with you, because there's no better way to start something awkward like our countdown to 100. Like, just that,
okay.
That in and of itself, just being completely backwards. And
hold on one moment.
What in the hell is this now?
Guys, please continue what you were saying.
Okay, we'll just continue as if nothing was happening. So all I can think of
is the entire time she's been on the show tonight, the whole hour, whatever that she's been on the show, she's been staring at this deer head or whatever it is. Like, how?
Hold on.
How can
I give the viewers what they really want?
Oh my!
Boobs.
So supposedly she's in her boyfriend's apartment, but I haven't seen this boyfriend. But I now see a skull.
Maybe she's trying to tell us something. I'm just, there's something there. So yes, Tay, you are the first of the countdown of our countdown.
Pull out a deer skull.
That's definitely the first to pull out a deer skull. Yes, that's. You're also the first to do a show from the bathroom.
That was really important to me.
The first to do a show from the bathroom that we know of.
Yeah,
there might have been some people. If you listen to audio, there could have been some people before we went to video doing that. Because, wow,
sure, definitely.
But we were counting down to our 100th episode.
Viewers, this is not the first time I have pulled out a skull in an interview.
But the first time on our show.
But I will bring that out there to people who have watched Diamond Club for a long time. This is not the first skull, which is really scary, guys. What is wrong with my wife? I'm putting it back.
What is
that? Oh, my crotch.
Of our video.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're an audio listener to this podcast, this, if of any time ever, that you have decided, screw it, I'm not going to watch the video of this episode, this is the one that you have to change your mind for.
Yes,
you have to come on and see the video on this episode. Holy shit. Yeah. So, yes, you're the first of a series of awesome guests that we have leading up to our 100th episode. And I don't even think we have about half of them booked, right, Kent?
Yeah, we're about halfway through the official booking. We are not going to... Well, we'll announce the next guest, but we're not going to give anything away for who we have lined up. We are especially not giving away the guest for episode 100. That's not being given away. But this is a key thing.
Mostly because...
I'm gonna give it away. It's the skull.
Hey, we talked about this.
It's an hour and 15 minutes of the skull.
Just the skull. There's no audio. It's not even a video. It's just a picture, like a grainy picture of the skull that just gets clearer and clearer as it goes along.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, man.
Long as you get.
Old Man Smokey from Not Safe for Workshop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's my clue to where there may be some skull love. You referenced that in your 100th episode when you were interviewing the skull.
There we go.
Feel free.
There we go.
To pull on that episode. I give you my permission.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
So, Kent, who do we have next week?
Is next week
confirmed?
I'm sorry?
I said we are rapid firing this. Like, this was an idea that we came up with after last week, and we're like, no, we are fucking doing this. It's going to be amazing. Who are we going to get on? And we're like, okay, our last Friday show has to be Friday. It has to be, because next week we're moving to Wednesdays. Maybe.
Yep.
Wednesdays will be our new home, but we're not sure what day next week because it's kind of fluctuating.
Right. So Wednesday is going to be the new home or the new time slot for the Ritual Misery podcast. However, next week is looking like it's probably going to be on Thursday. In fact, I'm thinking it's going to be on Thursday. And our guest is going to be Tom Welch, a.k.a. Jury Facts.
So. That's awesome. I'm
going to
make so much fun of him.
That's awesome. Now, Tom has been on the show before, but only on the New Year's Eve special.
Yep, the New Year's Eve special.
That was awesome. That was some of the first times that I, really interacted with you guys. That was super cool.
Yep,
exactly. Yeah, that's right. That was your first appearance on the show. Yeah.
That was a very long day for some of us.
Yeah, it was like a 25-hour long day.
It ended up being 24 hours and 24 minutes, and then I couldn't go anymore.
Yeah. For everyone that enjoyed that, or even our new listeners that didn't get to experience the New Year's Eve special last year, we're going to do it again this year.
Yep.
Good, I'm glad.
In the coming weeks and months, there's going to be more to come. We're going to... Because the last time it was just kind of a, hey, I'm doing this, and
it was decided on Thursday that we're going to do it on Tuesday. So
right. This one we're going to plan in advance. We're going to have guests lined up on certain time slots. We're going to have events. We're going to have way more planned out. A lot more Diamond Club participation.
Unless it all falls through, which. If this is
the no, 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 no. Bonnie Brushwood let me know about y'all's last one. So it got some traction, even though you only had 2 days to plan it.
That's right on. That's awesome.
Yep. This one will have way more planning.
We're going to try to get as many Diamond Clubbers as possible to add into it. And also, again, like we did last year, if there's a way that we can charitize it to raise some money for a worthy cause, do something like that.
Amazing.
We're not looking for ideas just yet, but if people keep it in mind, and we will be soliciting that. We're probably going to do Diamond Time on Night Attack. We're going to have our Reddit up, of course, our email, all of the ways to contact us. We're going to be looking for input.
And May, I don't know what your plans are for New Year's, but we are.
You
are officially invited, the first person invited to our 2016-2017 New Year's Bash.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I would love to. Just give me the details.
That said, man, Tay, where can people find more about you other than the duplicity of your website?
Oh, God, dude, the duplicity. Yeah, no, do that. I'm definitely getting more active in Snapchat because now Snapchat has some really cool functions. I love that. That's so cool. My Wix site. And my Snapchat is Tay Allen, TAYALLYN, one word. We're going to be filming and shooting so much footage now that I'm working with Banpy. So I really want everyone to be up on that, and I can send direct YouTube links. So if you follow me, I'll follow you back. Doing that more, and I'm such a Facebooker. Most of you are my personal Facebook friends, let's be honest. So please personally Facebook me. On my page, I talk to everyone. It's just like normal me. So I'm a big Facebook fan too, and Tay Allen Pop Girl on Facebook. And there will be more YouTube things, but honestly, there's so much other content that I'm about to start making besides just YouTube, and I'm so excited about that because you guys have been the best, and y'all have been the one that are like, make a Patreon, do this, we want to see more, and I've been like, okay. And now that I have the support from this new group, that's actually going to be happening, so I'm really excited about that.
Awesome.
Yay!
If anybody follow me, you can go to Twitter at
I do want to follow you everywhere you go forever and ever.
Good. Yeah, you're following me on Twitter because you will find out where I'm going and when I'm going there. At RM underscore Del Noche. That is by far the most excited anyone has ever gotten.
Ever.
My I'm gonna have to watch this.
Yeah.
If you're interested in what beers I've been trying lately, you can go to ratebeer.com and look for username Del Noche.
Hey, Mr. Right. Where are you at? I'm on Twitter. It's pretty much the only place you need to worry about because I'm not doing the Instagram thing. I don't quite get it. And then the Snapchat thing, I don't quite get it. Look, I like Twitter, so I'm just going to stay there. How's that? At Ethan Kane. I know it makes no sense. Don't care. At Ethan Kane, E-T-H-A-N-C-A-I-N-E. No underscores, Kent. And you can follow me there. I like to put a lot of awkward stuff on there and just random thoughts and a lot of retexts and stuff. And you can follow the show at Ritual Misery. We couldn't made it any easier for you. At Ritual Misery. Speaking of Patreon, we don't typically pimp out the Patreon a whole lot. I just want to say that this week has been an awesome week, and I'm going to cut to this right here. We are currently at $16. $16 per episode.
Cool.
Rolling in that fat stacks of cash right there. So
$30 an episode, and I bought myself a Mac. So it's what we do, guys.
It's amazing. Really, really just appreciate everyone that's kicked us a little bit here or there and given us some feedback. Plenty of people have given us feedback and never donated anything or bought a t-shirt or none of that stuff. And just your feedback, your emails, your calls, things like that, awesome. We really do appreciate it. So if you are interested in any of that stuff, want to go and buy a t-shirt or anything like that, hey, look at that. Apparently Kent just dropped out, so... Well, there you go. If you'd like to just stare at Taste Tits for a little bit, feel free to pause the screen right there. And go to ritualmisery.com/swag and cruise on over there. And, of course, submit ideas on our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. It's flooded with taste stuff right now. Emails, podcast@ritualmisery.com. Call and leave us a voicemail, 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567. If I can find my button, 567-698-7672. And I still didn't hit it. There we go. And of course, you can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. Thanks so much to Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use the music that's cutting in right now. Thank you for listening. For Kent, who's not here, for you, for Tay, for me, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
And that ended abruptly.